Welcome to Swamp Donkey Radio. We have a special guest today. He pays my bills. Jake Storielli, welcome to the show. I like saying your last name sometimes, but I always feel like I say it wrong.
My last name is a mystery to myself. I don't know how to... I think it said Storielli. Like, it's supposed to be, like, if it ended I-E-L-L-E. But Chris Rose has really run with the Storielli.
I like that.
So Jess watches Warehouse Games, and she's like, what's our last name? And I go, I don't know.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
See, I had two different interests for you. Yeah. I had one, which was I was going to use, and I like to use. I was going to say he's the host of the number one baseball podcast in the world. Whoops. Then I said, fuck that. Let's go. He writes my checks.
Yes. And pays your bills, which is actually, I actually pay the bills because you struggle.
I struggle.
With the gas company.
I'm not doing great lately.
Jack gets nervous around it.
Sometimes, I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but sometimes I'll just have like a panic attack because I'll smell like gas just in my house at some point. And I'm like, oh, it's all going to burn down and I'm never making it out of here.
Were you guys here for... the light that went out in our recording studio.
No.
Mike was in the lab cooking, and I think he overcooked a light, and it started, and there was a smell. It smelled like a burnt PB&J.
That's not a good sign.
And we were in the room, and we were like, oh, we're okay, right? And then we heard Maddie from outside was like, what's that smell?
And
we were like, oh, boy, fire in the office.
Well, speaking of having, like, a studio to record in, I did some digging, even though I know who you are, and I've known you for a while. Sure. I enjoyed finding this. The oldest upload on the Talking Yanks YouTube channel is from July 26, 2019. That's almost 5 years ago. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. And I'm assuming you guys started before then, obviously.
Yeah, I think that was on JM, what was JM Main at the time.
And then you switched to its own channel. Yeah. But that's 5 years of having its own channel. Speaking of which, this is debut on its Swamp Donkey Radio's own channel. So I thought that was kind of an interesting poll. And you guys have done 1,044 episodes.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, we've cooked the book slightly doing the PPPs.
True.
Player profile and projection, so that's a bonus 25 to 30 before each season. Mm-hmm. But still, that's content.
It's a lot. Do you like that you've been doing it for like so long and so many episodes? Is that something like you're like, oh, I love this. I'm like, this is awesome. Or do you sometimes be like, oh, wow, I've been doing this for a while?
Like, obviously proud of what we've done.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing that clicked for me originally was when we started, you know, when we got a chunk of episodes in.
Yeah.
I used, one of my things I've said on a lot of shows, I was Jess's loser boyfriend that used to show up to events.
Yeah.
We were living in Denver, and I was hosting a Yankees podcast that no one had heard of. So they're like, okay, guy. Like, so what's your real job?
Yeah, it's always like, that weird moment when you start and then you post it on your Instagram story for the first time and your Instagram is still like your high school college friends and you're like, I am terrified to share this.
So at one of Jez's work things, I was like, oh yeah, you know, and this had been year two or three now and we started to get some actual traction. And at one point, these two like business guys, they turned to each other and they were like, rule of 10,000 hours. And if or 1,000 hours, I forget what
I think
it is
10,000 hours.
But they were like, you know, if you do anything for a certain amount of time, you become like an expert at it. So they started giving me that speech, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's you know, more basic sports. Practice makes perfect a little bit. And yeah, I mean, you listen to some early episodes. I always do when someone's doing a new show, episode 1 to episode 10. There's a massive difference.
Yep.
Episode 10 to episode 100, massive difference. And then, like, if you keep doing those scales, everything changes a ton.
Well,
you kind of don't realize along the way, but...
It does. Well, you want to know what? This is episode 10. So, it kind of does change. I was looking through it, and then I also dug in on Talking Baseball, and 819 episodes there. And I was just kind of doing the math. Like, how many episodes of podcasts have you done since you started?
I wondered that the other day.
That's what I was wondering, because, like, you speak into a microphone all day.
Yeah.
You talk about sports all day. You've been doing it for 6 years now. Yeah. And that's a lot of episodes of talking about sports. So kind of the 10,000 hours rule. And then I found an absolute gem. It's your guys' first episode with Plouffe. And I watched it because, you know, I like to do my research before I have people on. And it was such an interesting watch in retrospect now. You and Jimmy both feel a little nervous in the interview. And
definitely
because obviously you were interviewing a baseball player and it's probably your first time like having somebody on. Do you ever like look back at those old stuff and now you and Trev basically are like best friends, or like when you do a Boone interview and you're like, I don't think I ever could have done this before.
Yeah, I think the Boone one is still crazy because there's so much going on that's just a part of the week now.
Yeah.
That it's like acknowledging what that would have meant. Like, no offense to the Yankees beat reporters like Jack Curry, Michael Kay, but I remember the first time we did interviews with them and we were like looking at each other like, oh, shit, like, here we go, bro.
We're going.
We're in the great game. And now we interview Boone and it'll be like 15 minutes before and we're like, should we ask about Oswaldo? Like, it's just like part of the routine. So stuff like that, you try to appreciate. The Trev stuff, man, how quickly that came together and us just kind of being like, oh, this works.
Yeah.
Happened really quickly. And it's, I used to say it was luck, but like Trev put himself out there and wanted to be this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we like went for it, we were the guys. And so, I don't know. We just kind of gave it a shot. And our favorite story to tell that probably a lot of people don't care about, but baby bro Luke, popular character in Warehouse Games, he was intern Luke for a while. And our first time meeting Trev, we met Trev at a brewery. Just happened randomly. We were in LA for a different event, and we had like an open 2 hours, and we were pretty close. So we're like, yeah, sure, let's do it, whatever. Still hadn't like met a lot of MLB guys at this
point.
A lot at all. So we meet up with Trevor Plouffe. That's like, I don't know, who is this guy? I knew him as the Twins third baseman. Mm. And we meet up at this brewery and first thing everyone's doing dap ups. Baby bro Luke just steps on his shoe so hard.
Can't have that, Luke.
So hard. And Trev, and it's funny, know him now, but Trev's like, did you just try to alpha me? And it kind of worked. And yeah, man, now we're here.
Well, I found an old DM I sent you.
Oh, no.
In the year 2019.
Picture reply.
January 2019. This is me, sophomore year. I found this very wholesome, actually. No. And your response was very good.
Okay, that's good.
And it's going to be a follow-up question. So I will reveal that DM later in the episode.
Okay.
But we are going to get into our baseball segment before we do. It's going to be a Jake sandwich, a little Jake interview, baseball segment, and then I got Around the Antlers 5 questions for you that I think you'll really enjoy.
Okay.
So we got a little bit of a tier list, because if you guys know, Jake has kind of become the king of tier list.
What's that about,
On his YouTube channel. That is weird, huh?
Hey, what's up, YouTube?
That's how content works, man. Crazy. It kind of catches you off guard. You start doing one thing, and the next thing you know, that's like your thing. It's like people are like, oh, the Wake and Jake tier list.
Bro. 3 months ago, I was like, what are tier lists?
Now it's like you're now the most popular series on that channel, and it does really well. Yeah. All right, so we have an MLB tier list. It's going to be our way too early MLB tier list, and I'm going to do these at the end of every single month of the season. We'll do an updated one and keep track. Now, I have named them appropriately. I've shared it with you. There are 5 names. We got our top tier, which we can change the names if you would like, because I know that's kind of your thing. I'll allow you some creative freedom. Top tier, we got October. Speaks for itself. Our second tier, I labeled MLB TV, and that's because I watch.
Okay.
The way I consume baseball is is this team worth me putting on MLB TV and watching? Are they worth a main screen for me? So that's my second tier.
Okay.
The third tier I got is one hot month, and this is biasly. Because, you know, all it takes is a good April and a 500 season, and we're talking about you September. The fourth, I got fun, but, you know, that kind of speaks for itself. And the last one, we have May. That means the last time we're going to talk about you will be in May. So kind of bookends to those tier lists. I don't know if you have any opposition or would like to change anything.
What was S tier again?
I just have it as October.
Okay.
Just you're in. In order to make that tier, I think I can't even hesitate that you're in.
Here's what I'll say. Let's roll it, and this is what we've been doing. If something feels amiss, you can add one.
I like that. And we're going to go in order here. So we'll start with the Diamondbacks, and immediately they're my MLB TV team because I want to watch them every night. I think they're worth watching, but I can't lock them in into October.
It's unfortunately true. I did, after watching him these past couple games and my crazy affiliation that is now with the Diamondbacks.
I mean, speaking of which,
I'm their chosen son.
You betrayed the internet, Jake.
So awesome. I'm glad I did it. Socials talked me into it. I didn't find the I didn't have the perfect landing area. They were like, do a video where you're doing a preview for the series with both jerseys. And I was like, I don't know. That's whatever. And then I was just, I went full Donna Kelsey. And
it was a great idea.
Everyone that was mad about it, yeah.
The goal was I'm to not get. Gonna
say, if you don't have something nice to say.
Don't say anything.
And I got a cool follow out of it, which if I want to flex on the people.
Flex on the people.
Michael Longfellow, who's on the SNL cast.
That's a good follow.
He followed, and we did a little back and forth. I think he's an Arizona guy, so.
Your doppelganger followed us recently.
Which one?
Tyler Wade.
Hello.
Now, so maybe he'll come into a We Guys video.
Tyler Wade's man. The Diamondbacks, you're probably right. I was going to fight for October. Their at-bats are really good early in the season. It feels real. I love what they're doing. They have some platoon stuff that's ridiculous. Jock Peterson is just going to hit against righties, and when he does that, he's like a 900 OPS
guy. Kind of sick.
He sat out opening day while they scored the biggest run in opening day history, or biggest inning, and then he came back next day 4-for-4.
They're a good team.
D-backs are real.
They're a good team.
But I guess if I'm trying to no-scope this gamer talk, you know, they can't be with the Dodgers. They can't be with the Braves, so let's...
We can come back to
we'll
it. See how the tier list comes out. I mean, next we have the Braves. They're just October. I don't even think they're... Oh, nothing's changed for me since the start of the season.
Talking baseball today, we stumbled into... We're doing guys with hot starts.
Yeah.
Ozzie Albies made the list.
His swing is beautiful.
At catcher, first base, second base, third base, right field, and center field, they have players with arguments for the best players at their position.
That's stupid.
Six spots.
I saw a graphic the other day, and it was Albies, Acuna, Olsen, Murphy, Riley, and I think Strider was one of them. They all had like 2 years of club options and 2 more years on their contracts. Yeah. And it was like, oh, 2028.
They're good through like 2030.
It's crazy. So, I mean, they're yeah. I think they're more boring than the Dodgers this year. Mm. Everyone's like, the Dodgers is going to be so good, they're going to be boring. I think that's the Braves, because at least the Dodgers, there's yeah. like new people there, and there's some question marks. It's like, oh, Shohei's just a hitter. He's fun to watch. You know, they got some young guys in the rotation. The Braves are just going to win like 108 games, and it's just going to be like, okay, yeah, that happened.
Yes.
That's easy. Orioles, I have it's October. I think they're pretty locked for me. I guess this is more of a question mark now that I say it out loud.
They should be.
They are young.
Their division may be really tough. I think they can start in October. I'm an Orioles believer. I like what they've built. But, you know, Orioles and D-backs, when you actually put them side by side.
I was just going to actually say that. I was going to say the Orioles and D-backs might be closer to each other than I'm giving them credit
for. Like, are the Orioles closer to the Braves or the Orioles closer to the D-backs?
And granted, I think I believe in the Orioles more as a fun team than a lock for, like, a division win. I'm going to move them to MLB TV for now. Because you're kind of right. When I think of the Orioles, I'm not thinking like 105 games locked to win the division. They're going to be they could be in the wild card, like in my mind.
For them, Braves are World Series or bust. Snakes, if you're being honest, it's not, even though they were just there.
No.
If they can just establish themselves as like, we are good.
Yeah.
Then next year, that's the thing. But Orioles, they got to win a playoff series.
You're right. I'm going to put them in MLB TV. I agree with your point. Red Sox, I have... Now, I made a tier for them, directly for them. I made one hot month for them. But if I'm being honest, I don't think I believe that, because I think they're capable of having really bad months.
I unfortunately think how you phrase this works against your Red Sox currently, because they're fun, but...
You're right. That's kind of where I think they fall.
Right? Like, it's like, hey, they, you know, Devers is that guy. The lineup, they're going to hit. They're the Red Sox. What's it? Pifetta's got good stuff.
It's weirdly
Cutter Crawford had a good year, but
I think the fun butts coming with the lineup this year. I think there's going to be a lot of fun butts in the lineup. Like the Red Sox should
hit. I don't
know
how often I can hear you say fun butts. Fun butts. In the lineup.
I think I have a little bit more confidence in their pitching than their hitters this year. A lot of young guys, and like. I mean, you saw it with, I have been an Anthony Volpe believer on this very podcast. I made a prediction that he was going to have an 800 OPS this season. I stand by that.
currently low, so.
Currently low. There's a lot of guys on the Red Sox who are either A, young, or B, they've only had a good year once, and you just never know. Like, with you can have a, like, Zidane Rafael, like, could be good.
Right.
And he'll have a 680 OPS his rookie year, and it just kind of happens like that.
Yeah.
Like, baseball is weird, so there's a lot of question marks. I'm going to put him in fun, but Cubs, I have one hot month. Especially in the NL Central, like, one good month where you're like, all right, we just ripped off a really good June and we played 500 baseball the rest of the year. That's probably going to win you the division.
If the Red Sox and Cubs switch places, how much differently would we look at them?
What do you mean? Like, if they were in
if the Red Sox were in the Central, would we be like, hey,
yeah,
maybe the Sox can do this?
I definitely think so.
And if the Cubs were in the AL East, would they be looked at as the Red Sox? Would they be looked at as a tier above it? I don't know.
I think the Cubs have a little bit more talent on their roster.
They have a little bit more juice than the Sox.
I think they got a little bit more.
Those teams on paper aren't.
They're pretty similar. I do think the division hurts the Red Sox a ton.
Yes,
though.
And that's why, like, they're fun butts.
Exactly. The Cubs, it's like they're the word where they were in the division.
Did
there's
you say
no
a lot of fun butts in that lineup?
I was trying to get over that and let it go. This is. No, we're forgetting
Trevor
about that.
Plouffe started laughing aloud and talking baseball today because he said Bobby Witt. He said Bobby Witt and Julio Rodriguez were coming at the same time.
Trev.
And if he just kept talking,
no one says a thing.
Everyone was good, and he got the giggles.
He got the giggles. I want to do an interview with Trev once where I interview him and I pretend like I'm asking questions that, like, are really serious, like about, like, the inner workings of clubhouse and stuff, but it's just a goof the entire time. Just like, so who plays the music? Deadpan serious? No, like, seriously. And then him give, like, a, like, try to be nice and give a serious answer, because he would. He's a nice guy. And then at the end of the show, I'd just be like, I don't know if anyone really cared about it.
Man, none of that was good.
No, it's just that was bad, man. No. I don't, maybe we should redo it.
I think you just and you just go, man, all that stuff sounded like 6 years old.
Yeah, dude. What?
Just feel like I just talked to Bobby Dalbec, and he's like, none of that's still going on. And that just dagger to his heart.
Talk about how fast baseball works. Bobby Dalbec was our young, promising guy.
Right?
Now he's...
Happens quick.
All right, White Sox, you're in May.
Yo, God.
Guardians.
Maybe below.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm interested to get your thoughts on the guard dogs.
I think they're one hot month. And maybe that's just me biasedly, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not super interested in watching the Guardians play baseball on a night-to-night basis.
Nobody is. So except Chris Rose.
Except, yeah. But they're kind of good. So I think I put them in one hot month, because they're not making the main screen.
I think the guard dogs are one hot month. Their pitching's really good, and their hitting was contagiously bad last year that I don't think it can be that bad again. And they got off to, like, a decent start. And they're good.
There are a few teams where, again, this is so early, there's a few teams where the first couple games of the season has moved me in certain ways. Yeah. Not even record-wise, just, like, I think the Snakes, like you said, it's like, oh, seeing them on the field, it's like, oh, I get what's happening here. Versus the offseason, the Guardians, I feel the same way about them. And I actually watched them beat the Mariners last night and didn't really move it. All right, we got the Tigers. I think they're with my Red Sox. I think they're fun, but although there's...
No Tigers Kool-Aid for you.
I like the Tigers Kool-Aid.
They were the sexy before the season pick.
They were, and I think I missed out on the Tigers trend, because I love a bandwagon.
Right.
Like, if I see
looking for the bandwagon.
I'm looking for it. I just missed the entire Tigers lore, so now I think I'm just looking at it too objectively, and I'm like, there's no way the Tigers are going to, A, make the playoffs, and B, I think the Twins are better than them. So I'm just like, oh.
The Centrals are nightmares.
Yeah,
Central just doesn't move me. Actually, I'm becoming an NL Central stan. I think I'm going to start debagging the AL Central more. I think the NL Central has a chance to be good. I'm like,
there's one team in there.
I took the over on every NL Central team in my TPPs, and I was like, oh no.
Hey, there's one NL Central team that I've been riding or dying with for like a year and a half now, man. So they're my snakes. So I need them to start going off. Astros. October.
Yeah.
Kind of this is where the start of the season could influence you. They got swept, and then they had a brutal loss to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Hader.
And their bullpen has, every loss they've had, they've been leading in the seventh inning or later. And they've lost five games.
I have I have the slightest bit of stock on Houston not being it this year.
Ooh.
But like that. You never actually place that bet.
I also,
they've been to seven straight CSs.
And also, I have them as October because even if they don't make October, that's the expectation there. So it's like, yeah, if they don't,
yeah,
then yeah, you failed out of my tier, but I'm going to keep you there. The Royals. Don't you spread Royals. Ronnie's shaking his hand like we're going to spread Royals. You know, I love the Royals. They're Ronnie's fun, but Royals? They're the definition of fun, but
so I mean. I hope everyone's right on that, and there's a chance. They could be May, and that stings me a little bit.
They could be May.
I like that the Royals are trying. I don't know, man. It was tough seeing their record last year was sneaky, incredibly bad.
Very bad.
But I like they actually had an offseason. Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, there's like literally four or five guys in their bullpen. And then Hunter Renfroe and Adam Frazier. That's some sneaky May talk. But I think they can be above the White Sox.
Yeah. Yeah, we might move them.
And Bobby Witt's a star.
That's why I have them as fun, but because yeah, they have that guy that's worth tuning into.
Bobby Witt's
a star. But they were pretty bad. The Angels I have is May.
Yeah.
Dodgers are October.
Yep.
Those are easy. I mean, I do think it's kind of funny that Shohei leaves and now watch Mike Trout have an MVP year.
Might as well.
And it's like not related at all, but it's just like, oh, when Mike Trout's the only good player on the Angels, he wins MVP.
Longest homer of the year.
Crazy.
How about that?
Marlins. I have been swayed by the start of the season, even though it's really early. I'm going to be honest. The start of the season has moved me in a direction. I'm kind of out on the Marlins.
I'm out on the Marlins.
I don't think I can put them in May because that feels harsh.
But are they fun?
Not really.
Marlins ain't fun.
I don't like watching the Marlins play baseball. Oh, out. Ronnie, he's out. I got to break the news.
Out.
Ronnie keeps forgetting. It's a whole thing.
I mean, Jazz Chisholm has lost fans left and right.
Yeah, I think they're, I'm going to be honest, I'm putting them in May. And that's just because I don't plan on watching any Marlins baseball this year, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So
really no need.
I don't really think there's a point to watch. I'm out on the Marlins. They really lost me, dude.
0-6.
You lost me. I think I'm out. Brewers.
Let's put them out.
One hot month.
It's always a good click from all the Marlins fans, too.
The Marlins are going to be heated. I have the Brewers as one hot month.
Okay.
Because, like, I think everyone in the Central, in my opinion,
right,
is one hot month away from winning the division.
I guess the question, I think what will become interesting is MLB TV. I'll save it.
Okay.
I'll save it.
I think we're going to start getting into teams that I have as MLB TV worthy. The Twins.
Sure.
I really like the Twins. I'm kind of a,
yeah,
I'm becoming a bit
You're
of
a Twins guy.
Becoming a bit of a Twins guy. I'll let you tell me where you think they should go, because I don't know if I know enough about the actual Twins team versus I just like watching them.
I guess this is, and maybe I've just become this tier logic special bean.
This is your
maybe team. I'm AI tiers.
This is your thing.
It's the same logic I used before. Right now I'm looking at MLB TV with the Snakes and the Orioles. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one hot month with Cubs, Guardians, Brewers. If I'm putting the Twins in a column, it's one hot month. I'm not putting them with the other guys.
There's a talent gap between those tiers, which I like that we've already developed, because you can clearly see the Orioles and D-backs, they're a step above the next.
Those teams are nasty.
They're good.
You don't want to play them.
Don't get me started on my Orioles propaganda, dude.
If you play the one hot month teams at the right time, you're like, hey, we're going to win this series. Yeah. We might sweep. You play the Diamondbacks, Orioles, and if you're up 3 in the 7th inning, you're still not sure you're going to win.
The Orioles could, I think they'll win a ton of regular season games. What happens in the playoffs is different, but they are going to become the team. We were talking a little bit off camera, like I think baseball is like a year or two away from having like its full like renaissance. Everyone's into it. Kids are really getting locked in. And when it happens, it'll be because of one of these Orioles players. I truly believe that. It'll be a Gunnar Henderson.
Holiday.
It'll be a Jackson Holiday. It's going to be one of those guys. Bobby Witt's like another guy. It's going to be one of those guys who is like the person people are into and like really start resonating with. Probably Holiday if he's good. because he's been so hyped up.
Young.
The Mets, I mean, I'm going to be brutal here. God. I have them in May.
Oh, God.
I don't. I have no desire to watch.
I would just add a column below May and put Mets.
Yeah, you all, they also lost me with that whole, like, the fight thing.
Yeah.
And
how about Jimmy just?
Jimmy was digging the grave. Brutal, dude. I only put the I put them in May because there's nobody in that lineup or on that team outside of Lindor that I find fun. And if
I like Alonso, but outside of that, I'm right. good.
Well, Alonso's good. I'm just not the biggest That's fine. Fan. Yankees. I have them. Okay, so here's it. I have them as MLB TV. Sure. Because I think them and whatever tier the Orioles are
How come
in.
I saw you watching them on opening day.
I was watching them on opening day. I've watched a lot of Yankees baseball this year. I have them as MLB TV. I think wherever the Orioles are, they go. And because I think those teams are going to be pretty neck and neck, in my opinion.
It's fair. If the Yankees lose today, the fan base gets angry. If the Yankees win today, they're winning the World Series.
I mean, good start to the year for sure.
I will say I do think...
It might be a little weird that Astros are above Yankees right now.
Seeing what we've seen from the Yankees... Seeing what we've seen from the Yankees, they're going to be in October.
It's true.
They traded for Juan Soto. They only have him for a year.
They are going to be.
Gerrit Cole is like saving his arm. For October. When the trade deadline comes, the Yankees can't hold back.
See, I'm willing to move the Yankees to October, but I think if we move the Yankees to October, we have to move the Orioles to October.
I'd rather move Houston down.
See, that's the big flaw for me, is I think Houston is much more like the Yankees
than the Orioles. And this is beautiful. This is
beautiful. This feels right.
Well, and I won't say what I was going to say, but... If Houston was in the National League, which they used to be, actually.
They used to, at one point.
Like, if Yankees, Orioles, and Houston Diamondbacks were, like, that'd be a nice little double date pairing.
Also, like, I'm kind of with you. I don't know if the Astros are going to be that good this year, but I have all three of these teams as kind of a wash in my head. The Orioles, Yankees, or Astros. It's like, I see any way you could sell me on them. Like, the Yankees, I believe in them. I think they're going to be good. I think the Orioles are going to be really good, and the Astros could be a wild card team, and who wants to play that?
I'll give you your clickbait.
Give me your clickbait.
Yankees, Orioles, Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is currently the lesser team of those three.
Yeah, I agree. Talent-wise.
Seven straight ALCSs where the Orioles haven't won a playoff series and the Yankees were buns last year.
Experience versus talent. Which way do you want? I'm gonna really get into my tier list logic. I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna put it since the season just started and it's a little influence, I'm gonna put it Yankees, Orioles, Snakes, Astros. I don't know if people care about the order, but just to clarify in my head, okay. I think based on the start of the season. I mean, that was a great start to the season for the Yankees. We'll put them there. Oakland Athletics, you're in May. That might be the worst baseball team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's brutal, dude.
It's sad. I hyped myself up for them before opening day. I was like, they're a lot of young guys, and then it's like, oh, it's over.
It's straight depressing.
And hey, this is the most known thing ever. And everyone, you know, Oakland, it's become a joke. Like, Oakland's starting to get clicks because it's such a joke. Like,
so
if
bad.
Our social team runs something Oakland, it's like, ooh.
I made a funny...
We're in the lab.
I made a meme about the A's because they had four errors in one inning, and it got 5 million views overnight. It just went crazy because everyone's like, oh, this team's that bad? It's like, I feel bad for the players because I'm like, dude, no one cares. You're just in a horrible position.
The owner is openly trying to move the team, which is what it is, and that's bad. But the follow-up argument to that is like, okay, rich guy owns team. Rich guy kind of gets to do what he wants with team. If I was rich guy, maybe that's what I'd do.
True.
Whatever. I'll put that to the side. Salary floor needs to happen in baseball.
Yes.
Because there is a team that's actively trying to move, that's actively not trying to win, that's putting out a joke of a team.
It's brutal. It's
That's
like
so bad.
I like the salary floor too because
that's so bad.
At least in like we'll see this sometimes in basketball. It's like you'll see these bad teams sign players to these contracts that maybe are a little bit overpriced.
Right.
And you're like, oh, okay. But then at least there's like a trade option that comes up with them. And it's like, oh, you can move him for prospects. So you have to get to the floor. So maybe you go out and sign
Houston
that
Rockets.
Exactly. You go out and sign that mid-tier free agent and then trade him.
Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks.
Facts. And
got
like,
a coach, couple draft picks,
it
and
works.
Now it's like they're tough.
Watching the Red Sox play the A's probably is one of the most depressing things I've seen, because I'm like, A, if you lose to this team, you're the laughingstock. And B, the fact that this team, how long ago was it when they were winning 100 games a year? Not
they
that
were a
long
well-run
ago.
They were a well-run baseball franchise.
It wasn't that long ago that they were like, there's
Matt
some
Chapman,
of the
Matt Olson, Sean Murphy.
Legit players, dude, yeah. All over the league now that came from the A's. So it's so I'm depressed. Phillies. Mm. I'm biased here, but based on our current standings, I don't think there's any way to put them but MLB TV. Because I have them as October. But
I think they're October.
I think they're so October because whatever they're doing,
October.
They could play a full season and I don't think anything they do in the regular season changes my opinion on them.
The A's are the worst example of a team. I think the Phillies are the best example of a team.
I love the Phillies, dude. I think they're
like
October
they have
team.
Stars and they've paid a ton of money, but for whatever reason, it doesn't feel over the top.
No, it's probably
like the Dodgers feel a little over the top. The Braves feel like they just beat the video game.
Yeah,
they got the Game Shark on top. Is that too old of a reference for
you
guys?
A little old of a reference.
Game Boy, they had like a cheating toy that you would attach to it called the Game Shark.
Ooh, I kind of like
and
that.
And, like, that's how you cheated. Bizarre.
That is weird.
Bizarre.
I was a big Game Boy Color guy.
Sure.
I had one. See, the Phillies, in my opinion, the difference between them and, like, the Orioles and the Yankees and the Diamondbacks is I don't think anything that happens in the regular season changes for the Phillies. Like, if the Yankees have, like, let's say the Yankees or the Orioles.
Yeah.
Do you always have a bit of a rocky year?
Yeah.
We have questions. We're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But let's say the Phillies are the last wild card team in the NL. It doesn't mean anything.
They're I was going to say second biggest threat in the National League. But, National League's just stacked.
Yeah. It's like,
that's the secret.
It's like, doesn't matter. Dodgers or Braves play the Phillies. That's a pick 'em series in my brain. It goes either way. The Pirates. Now, let's talk about some early season juice. I want to put them in one hot month away. I really want to put them in MLB TV, but I don't think they're that good. But I like watching them. So I think I'm going to put them in one hot month, although they might be the definition of a fun butt team.
If we're being fair, they're probably fun butt. why'd you giggle there?
I didn't giggle.
I like the Pirates. I've talked myself into them.
I do too.
It happened in literally live during the team profile and projection. Because I had a bunch of central overs, and I didn't like their pitching, but I'm on a hellbent. Pitching matters, but it doesn't.
Well, okay.
In the regular season. If you have an offense, Dodgers, crazy historic offense. Braves, crazy historic offense. Phillies, up and down the lineup is bonkers. Yankees were ass last year because lineup stunk.
True.
Orioles, up and down the lineup. Incredible. Snakes, same thing.
Haters.
Astros, top half of their lineup. Like, I think pitching has gotten so good that you can find a guy in AAA that throws 95 and throw a good sinker, and that guy can have a fine day at the office.
Sure.
Where you can't find a guy at AAA who can just hit with an 850 OPS for 2 months.
I'm
a lineup guy, and the Pirates sneaky have a chance to click. There's no way you can put them above one hot month.
No. I'm going to put them in one hot month because for the sake of this tier list and for the sake of fun, the whole point of this is if the Pirates just have a good April and then play 500 baseball, that's literally the definition of this tier.
They had a hot April last year.
And then they played bad baseball.
Ass.
They were horrible.
But I think they're going to hang around, and I think they're going to call Paul Skeens up, and I think there's going to be Pirate fever.
I'm already in on the Pirates fever. They're my team right now, so I'm happy you allowed me to do that.
So I know you're a little, your look's a little, what are we saying, mountainy?
I got a little mountainy.
Gnarly?
I got like, I might have done drugs at Woodstock once.
We could turn you into a pirate. Real quick.
I could become a pirate. Dude, I'm going to go to the MLB store soon and buy a Pirates hat because I'm lacking it. Quick rant, though. It is so stupid that I keep seeing clips of Paul Skeens and Jackson Holliday just killing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, both of those teams are good. And these are Holiday's a little bit more acceptable because it's like a good team. So
yeah.
It's like there's actual like roster space issues there because like, is he going to play shortstop? Is he not? But with Paul Skeens, it's like, bro, what are we doing? Your Pirates are going to be good, and you have a guy who could easily be getting outs right now? Yeah. Stupid. Reds. I think they're right with the Pirates.
Yeah, if not above.
Ooh, above.
I love the Reds.
Really?
I love the Reds.
I mean, you can put up film in MLB Reds, TV. Bro. Give me the propaganda.
Dude, the Reds are... They're not ready for them. If you're looking at the tiers.
I put them in MLB TV and it looked wrong.
The Reds are currently knockoff Orioles.
Okay. How so?
Their lineup. I just did my mini lineup rant.
You love your lineups.
But, dude, they don't have a hole in the lineup. Spencer Steer is hitting seventh for what he did as, like, a rookie last year is crazy. They've got dudes filling in. You know, they had Noelvi get suspended before the season. Matt McClain was nuts last year. He got hurt. TJ Friedl is hurt. He was crazy for them last year. And their lineup is still good. I just think they're so good and deep. Why'd you laugh?
Why'd you stare into the camera with such intent?
And again, it's a little bit of fading pitching that I think they can pitch enough that their lineup will win regular season games. But I don't know. I think the Reds are such an unsexy franchise that they've had some Orioles. They have some Orioles light to them. And maybe like it's too light, and that's me overstepping. But I think if they played in a sexier baseball town, I think the Reds would be more popular and beloved.
I have everyone. I mean, I love the Reds propaganda. Right now I have the whole NL Central back to back to back to back.
Yes.
Like, I have no idea. Because
that's what it is.
The Reds could be that team. I mean, I'm more in on the Pirates, and that's just me being take locked in right now, but I'm into the Reds. Rockies, May. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Padres. Am I wrong to think they're fun, but
you can't put them below those NL Central teams.
You're right.
Like, as much as I like them.
You're right.
As much as I like them, you can't. They still have a ton of talent.
Are they? They're not MLB TV, but they might be. In terms of, I want to watch them, but they're not as good as these other four teams.
I can't tell you the next team we're about to be named that they'll be better than them.
Okay. The Giants.
I have no clue. Flip a coin between the Giants and the Padres.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to like the Giants, and I do like the Giants.
Everyone does.
But I don't know if my like for the Giants equals, like, a good team. Like, an actual, like, 90, let's say 88, 90 win team.
The NL West is brutal. All those final free agents landed there. I don't know. There could be a dumb point this season where the Giants' rotation is Blake Snell, Logan Webb. Kyle Harrison is supposed to be the best young lefty pitcher in the game. They traded for Robbie Ray, who won a Cy Young and should be back at midseason. And then Jordan Hicks, who they moved out of the bullpen, his first start was electric. Again, that's the pitching side of things. Their lineup horrifies me. But again, they got a lot better. Lee, Soler, and Chapman. But you can't put them high on
I think
list.
This tier list was made. One hot month was made for the Padres and the Giants. It's like if they're going to play 500 ball, and then they'll have one month where they go crazy, and that'll decide which one of these teams make the playoffs.
Yes.
Mariners. Talk about a little slow start to the year. I think they're also one hot month.
Okay. I was wondering if you were going to MLB TV argue for them.
I want to.
People like them. I don't fully believe.
I like them a lot, but to use your lineup thing, I have a lot of questions about their lineup. I really, really, really like their pitching staff. I think it's the most fun pitching staff to watch, in my opinion. I love him. I love George Kirby. I like Logan Gilbert a lot.
They're kind of the full test of my theory, because with their rotation, they should be a 1998 playoff 105 win team.
They should be a wagon. But
they didn't get into the dance last year.
They strike out a ton as hitters. They strike out a lot. So they scare me a little bit. I'm going to keep them in one hot month. I want them to be MLB TV, but you haven't really earned that to me yet. Cardinals, I have them as like May.
I think you go fun, but.
Okay. Are they fun, though?
I think they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Goldie, Arenado. Your guy, Jordan Walker.
I like Jordan Walker a lot.
They're supposed to be fun. And if they have the one hot month, they can win that division.
Yeah.
But I'll put them as fun buck, because they, they broke a lot of people's souls last year.
Yeah, also, I mean, if we're being honest, I don't really see that much of a difference between the Cardinals and the Red Sox. So if I have the Red Sox in fun, yeah. But kind of go there too. Rays, I mean, I have no idea, dude. I have zero opinion on them. They might be nasty. They probably will be nasty. But I want them to be not that good because having witnessed it firsthand as a Red Sox fan, I'm kind of over the build it like the Rays philosophy. I want to build it like the freaking Phillies, dude. That's how I want to build it. So I'm a little over it, but I guess I'll put them in one hot month just because they were good last year and they still
If
have
we're
guys.
Putting the Mariners on one hot month.
Kind of get the Rays.
I mean, if we're being honest, I think one hot month and maybe
dense.
The end of this exercise, we might have to make a tier below.
Yeah, because it's getting a little dense.
Because right now, as much as I love those NL Central teams, the Reds and the Pirates, they shouldn't be on the same tier with Seattle and the Rays.
Do we make another tier and just call it NL Central?
That's kind of what happens with these.
Like, is it just like they're the NL Central team?
How about this? Let's elevate teams instead of knocking teams.
I like
that.
This
is what's wrong with social media, man.
I'm doing it right now.
We gotta stop knocking people,
let's
bro.
Let's name it. What should we name it?
I think we need an elevated tier that highlights that the Rays, Mariners, Giants, Padres should be good. Like, really, I don't know.
I'm gonna call it should be good. And that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
And we're gonna
life's
put,
easy.
Yes, should be
oh,
good. And we're going to put the... I like that because it's getting a little much here.
That row is too...
It's too dense.
Thick.
Rays, Mariners, Giants, Padres. Should be good. That feels right. I just added it and it feels beautiful in my head.
And hey, I don't... One hot month is literally all Central teams now, which is crazy.
Which is kind of the whole Central.
Which maybe the category above it should be one hot month and that should just be... Central Midfest.
One hot month. Oh.
I'm over mid, though.
How about we do... I like one hot month and then the Centrals. That's what I'm naming it. It's happening. Because it's true. It's literally just all Central teams. That's it. All right. Then we got the Rangers, October.
Yeah.
I think you win a World Series and you kind of bring back the same people. What else are we going to put you?
I was a little tough on them in their TPP, and they weren't happy, and rightfully so, because they just won the World Series, and
got
you should
ring.
Be. I don't know. Something about their lineup. Seager's incredible. He does have an injury history. Semien's great, but he can't, like, carry an offense great.
Yeah, he's a leadoff hitter.
And then... It's Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, which I hope they're studs, but it's kind of your rookie speech before. Evan Carter could have a fantastic actual rookie campaign and have a 7.77 OPS.
Just happens.
I think he'll be better than that. I think Wyatt Langford will be better than that. Right now, that's their 3-5 hitters.
Yeah.
So they were mad at me for that, and rightfully so, because you're Texas, and I just knocked Seager out of the lineup, even though he finished second in the MVP last
year.
True. I don't know. I think repeating is tough. I think their division is tough. And like right now, if you erase the World Series, which is fucked up and not going to happen, and you just looked lineup and pitching on paper, you'd look at Texas and be like,
it's true. I lumped them into the same with the Phillies at this point because I think they earned it in the sense whatever
they
happened.
They full earned it.
Yeah, whatever they do in the regular season, like Seager could. Like, say Seager does get hurt. He misses a couple weeks. And Langford isn't that good. And Carter has struggles. And they still make the playoffs. It doesn't matter. As long as they make the playoffs and are in October, I'm going to, until they lose.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I mean, I kind of got to see it because they just won it all. And I really do believe in their lineup when they're healthy. It's like if one of those guys clicks, Langford or Carter, it's like now you're top four. That's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
Scary.
No, they can't. If they do it this year with those guys, they're set for like 5 years.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the Rangers. I think they are not.
Yes.
Blue Jays. Now this I think is one hot month.
One hot month.
One hot month.
They're more talented than the other teams. They haven't proved anything.
Our last one is the Nationals, and I think you unfortunately fall in May.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like how they shaped up. The only ones that I'm like, should we move up? Should we move down? is kind of like, do we move anyone from MLB TV to October? Because we got the Yankees, Orioles, Diamondbacks, and Astros in there. Does any of those teams belong with the Braves, Dodgers, Phillies, and Rangers? Who, now that I've kind of sorted out, those are kind of the four teams. I'm like, oh, those are the heavyweights, in my opinion.
Those teams are the true World Series or bust. Like, Yankee fans can pretend that, but the Yankees, a good ALCS run would be better than anything they've had in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I could be swayed on the Yankees or the Orioles. One of them, I could, because realistically, the Rangers repeating is really hard. So it's probably likely we get a new team going to the World Series. And if you were going to pick right now, it's probably the Orioles and the Yankees are the most likely to do that, to get out of the AL.
If I had to elevate one team, it would be Houston. And I already said I think Houston's the worst team on the MLB TV list.
I agree. I think we're going to leave it as it is.
If pedigree matters, they are.
I kind of agree. And that is our tier list on our early ranking. Now we're going to wrap up this episode like we do every episode of Swamp Donkey Radio. And Jake, I think you'll like this. I got five questions I prepared for you. We're going to go around the antlers.
Okay.
And my first question actually relates to what I asked you earlier about a DM I sent you in 2019.
Yes.
In 2019, a young me, I think it was right after my 18th birthday, I asked you, what is some advice you have for someone trying to make it in the baseball creator industry? Okay. I'll let you give your answer, and then I'll tell you what you told me.
This is 2019?
This is 2019. But give your answer today, because that's the question. If you had to give advice to someone who's trying to make it, what would your advice be?
I think, you know, I went through a time period where that was a very popular DM.
That was one of those guys.
That I got a somewhat standardized answer. That I'll see how close it is, but I would say you have to start doing. Like, there's no replacement. You can spin in your head for hours. Oh, I want to do this idea. I want to do this idea. Doing is the only thing. Because like I said before, episode 1 to episode 10 to episode 5, like, so you need to do. And then the other thing I normally say is find your angle. Like, why would someone listen to your show? You know, when I took a step back and looked at Talking Yanks and Talking Baseball, it was like, okay, if I wanted real in-depth baseball stuff, I would go listen to something else.
Yeah.
I would listen to a player. And I know, you know, player media, touch grass, those kind of jokes. You know, there's a certain level of talking you want to hear. But if you wanted to hear about someone's pitch, like deep dive into their pitch mix or how they're I think me and Jimmy are good at saying, like, wow, his fastball looked good today. He was popping the mid. He was locating. If you're looking for something past that, which there's a lot past that, you wouldn't come listen to that. So I think it's doing it, finding your angle. Those are, like, my two big ones.
It's pretty close to what you said. Okay. You basically said that to me in different words. You were just like, you got to start doing stuff. And I wasn't doing anything at the time. So it was wise advice then, and it's wise advice now. It's kind of cool that you've kept the same path there. What has been your favorite moment since you've created John Boy Media?
Favorite moment in John Boy Media history?
Just for you. It can be something stupid. It could be something obvious. Anything.
Let's see. Favorite moment. Man, I know. Oh God, is that a favorite moment?
It's a tough question.
It's a brutal question.
It's a good thing that it takes you a minute because that means you've had a lot of favorite moments.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times.
This has been one of those times.
Yeah, I was going to say this is up there. I don't know. Can I circle back on that?
I was going to say, let's put a pin.
Because I'm spinning pretty hard.
Let's put a pin in that one.
That's a tough thing.
And we'll come back.
That's a tough one to label, yeah.
What do you consider? Because a lot of people, like, this is a dream job for a lot of people. It's a dream job for me. But there are some elements of it that can be kind of tricky. What do you consider to be the hardest part of your job? I'm hitting you with the heaters today.
Yeah.
I told you, I was bringing heat.
It's the balance. It's
the work-life balance?
Work-work balance and then work-life balance. It's the figuring out what work stuff should I be doing.
Yeah.
Should I be doing a short for Wake and Jake? Should I be doing a BR run for JM Gaming? Should I be tweeting right now? Should I be on Instagram right now? Do I need to make my TikTok happen? Yeah. I think that's the toughest juggle. And then once you figure whatever that is, and it's changing every 3 months anyways, because whatever the algorithm's hot. And then from there, it's just, you know, what do you want your life to be? You know, I don't know if I'm throwing both my guys under the bus right here, but I remember at one point Jimmy was like, dude, this Joe's McFly guy, he goes to a game and he keeps his phone up in front of him the whole time because he got big on these reaction videos. And I was like, yeah, that kind of stinks.
Yeah.
And then like the first time I watched a game with Joe's, I was blown away. He had his phone up for pretty much every pitch. And I was like, man, that stinks.
The way to live.
That's crazy. But that's how Joe's blew up. That's what Joe's win was. So he built off of that. So I remember one time, like, our stuff started going pretty good. Me and Jimmy were figuring out our talking Yanks lanes. Mm-hmm. Because at first he was getting frustrated. He's like, dude, why aren't you like clipping out all the games and stuff? And I was like, well, that's, you're kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Man.
Why would I do that?
Like that, a couple games I did it and like, you know, I would beat him on some or we'd tweet out the same thing. And it's like, okay, this ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
So just going back on my history, I used to do a lot of events and stuff. I was like, dude, maybe should I do like Talking Yanks events and do event? I'll do like two games a month at the stadium and we'll sell tickets and that'll be like the lane. He's like, dude, you're going to be going to games and I'm at home behind the computer. And I was like, well, dude, that's your Joe's McFly. That's kind of what you got to figure out. What, you know, is it worth it to become the most known Yankees fan if you can never go to a game? And I think that was one of Jimmy's big hurdles of like, you know what? I cannot clip out every play from today's games and Talking Yanks and John Boy Media will be fine. So it's, you know, finding when you need the break or you need more go.
It's true. I mean, me and Jack talk about this a lot. We have the luxury of being still pretty young in the industry. So there isn't a need for a work-life balance. But like, I mean, if you have kids,
it changes the formula.
Shit changes a little bit. So that's a good answer. Now, I got a little bit of an easier one for you. Maybe. What is your dream content next step? Because you've done a lot. I mean, you're interviewing the manager of the Yankees weekly. I think that was a pretty big goal for you. And now, what would be your next like big step that if you got, you'd be like, this is a dream scenario for me?
The two things that are itchy for me are, I want to call games.
Yep.
I think as a third, which again, I think that's tough because every industry in broadcasting especially is trying to cut costs because you need an actual play-by-play person. I'm not professionally trained in that. It's massively important. Like you need someone that actually does that. And then I still think you'd need the player. Like if I was the second on a broadcast, I could say, ooh, that's a nice player. I could say that, but it's how Talking Baseball works with Trev that if there's something that really needs to be answered on that side, I want a player's perspective because I would hate to be the second in the booth and say like, oh, you know, the third baseman's really got to make that play, or he should have gone home with that ball and tried to get the out. And Trev's like, no, dude, you're up two. You make sure you get that out. You don't put your pitcher in the bad spot. And that's when it's like, oh, yes. So I would love to do that because I'm confident in the entertaining part. And enough on the baseball part that I can add without overstepping the boundary. That's why. And then the other one that's always been an itch is just doing a proper interview show.
You'd be good at that.
Wake and Jake is a lane, but it's very sports and, you know, now specifically baseball. But it's a sports show.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was just, I flexed you guys, Michael Longfellow from SNL. I'd love to have a platform where I could properly interview him for 15, 30 minutes and make that good content. And there's a way, but it's one of those, again, I got to give myself the own go advice because you got to learn and do it. But it's also true because it's, you guys know by now, but it's, am I starting a new channel? Am I supporting that new channel? Are we doing the whole damn thing? Because those are the shit you get caught up in, man.
Sometimes the biggest question you face is, what is content I want to do versus what is content people want to watch? There's probably a reason Wake and Jake cooks now. People like to listen to you talk baseball.
The original interview dream format was a Beanio show.
I remember. I brainstormed this with
that,
you.
Yeah. Every time a goal was scored, there was a question to be asked.
There's something there. You know, it's It's a long process. Outside of baseball is a different thing.
And then we got tech mic setting things up. We got
stuff setting up.
Things, you know, you get caught in that spiral pretty quick.
So I have one more question for you. Or we can circle back and you can, if you have an answer for what's your favorite John Boy Media moment. If you don't have an answer, I present my last question to you and give you kind of a break on that one.
I guess I'll do some cop-outy stuff for favorite moments. And I'll do any of the big events.
Big events are good.
You know, the all-star game parties we've done. The going to the home run derby for the first time for me was like, whoa. This is pretty nuts. We got a lot of love. We were out in the outfield in Coors Field. Like,
jealous.
It's like, damn. Like, this is different. But yeah, I'll say any of those events.
I like that. My last question. Would you consider... Now, I need you to hear me out.
Yeah.
Would you consider starting a podcast called Jake and the Noodle, where you sit down, it's you in an office chair and Noodle in an office chair, and I had a dream about this, and you talk sports to Noodle... Like he's your co-host, and you pretend he's responding to you, but he never responds. And it's called Jake and the Noodle.
I'm very open to it.
It's a funny TikTok idea.
We used to, that is a great TikTok idea.
You just like really intense.
We'd have
like,
to crank that.
Really intense sports arguing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, why is Jake Berger playing third base every day, Noodle? And then Noodle's
just,
like.
Just need one clip of him like puking.
Yeah.
Just
like, oh. And it cuts back to you. Ah, I can't work with this guy.
It gets noodle content. It's always felt like a slippery slope. It always felt like there's more there. You know, he's a gifted beautiful loving dog. Lad. But yeah, we'll see. And I want to, me and Jimmy lived in a college house that was 11 guys split into three floors. We had a roommate, Pete, that was borderline mute. Shout out, Pete, if you're listening.
What's up, Pete? He's not listening.
He used to be, dude, electric. You could have a full conversation with Pete that he was involved in, but he never said a word. And you would just walk away, and you'd be like, and he would just hit you with head nods or, like, one of those, and it just kept the convo moving. It was unbelievable.
I got pretty
good
at it,
dude, we just had a whole convo, and you didn't speak. And, like, I know that's obnoxious because now we speak a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, Pete didn't speak. It was insane.
I love that, Pete. I mean, this is an idea that I've had for myself.
Sox fan.
I love Pete. I had this idea for myself for a while for a podcast that I was, like, a bit if I ever did a show and when I finally got my dog. And then I was like, wait a minute. If you did a TikTok with you and Noodle of this, I bet that gets numbers. I bet that crushes. Jake, I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate it as always. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like, watch Wake and Jake and all that fun stuff, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.